Okay, should I start now? Is this on? Is this recording? Oh, okay. Oh, hey. This is Chris Johnson. I recently read an article that said, if you have a podcast, don't start it with, is this on? Should we start now? I thought to myself, what fucking idiot would start a podcast like that? This is what we're fucking dealing with here? What, a bunch of five-year-olds recording podcasts? I'm holding in my hand some notes. Anytime I get like a podcast idea, I usually, if I have my phone, I write it down on my phone. Recently at the apartment, I've been scribbling shit on like index cards. I got index cards all over the fucking place with like notes on them. The problem is my handwriting sucks and I can't read some of this shit. Like I'm looking at this, I got a fucking page of notes in my hand, right? And I'm just going through some of the stuff I can read. I'm looking at this one and I think it says like making plam. I don't know what the fuck that is. And like I'm having a conversation with myself here like, asshole, what the fuck is making plam? Making plum? What the fuck is this? I can't read my fucking notes. Like, oh, I got this dynamite podcast idea, making plan. Was I fucking high when I wrote this? Speaking of making no sense, you like that segue? Twitter does something now that I don't fucking understand. And it's something that's been going on a couple months. If you've ever gone on Twitter, the way they separate the nobodies like me from the fucking somebodies, like a fucking reporter or, you know, a legitimate news organization or, you know, some fucking famous singer or an actor, is they got like a blue check mark. Verified. This motherfucker is verified. So when the fucking Rock is out there sending out tweets, and it's a blue check mark next to the Rock's name, you know that's the fucking Rock. It's not just some asshole with the Rock's picture up there with a fake account. Like, what? Why do people make fake accounts anyway? What the fuck is that? Like, who the fuck is just sitting around thinking, you know what? I'm going to make a fake account for Vin Diesel and just send out tweets in a white t-shirt all day. Tight white t-shirt like Vin. And I'm going to be the Diesel just for a little while. I don't understand that mentality. But back to Twitter, they're now verifying nobodies. Like, people who don't fucking matter are getting verified on Twitter. Now, I'm going to start with a place I used to work. I used to work at a radio station. There are reporters at my local radio station who are now verified. There are people there who are fucking verified. You're a sports talk show host in Buffalo. You're verified? Come on. Who is verifying these people? I'm looking at fucking Twitter right now. Like, there's a guy in my building, like Kaufman. There's like Kaufman on the air. Like, who the fuck is Kaufman? Do you know who the fuck Kaufman is? I worked in the fucking building. Kaufman's verified. I don't know who the fuck Kaufman is. I've never fucking seen Kaufman. I've never talked to Kaufman. I've never given a fuck about Kaufman. But Kaufman's fucking verified on Twitter. That's what it is now. Kaufman's verified. Because Kaufman needs to be verified because he's on the fucking alternative rock fucking, you know, hipster douche station or whatever the fuck that is. I live in Buffalo and I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. And there's this thing called Bills Mafia. And you might be wondering, what the fuck does that mean? I don't know. I think it's dumb as shit. But, like, some guy founded that, and it's like a fucking Twitter handle, like Bills Mafia. I don't know why the fucking Bills Mafia guy is verified on Twitter. Estelle Sneed. You might be thinking, that sounds like a ridiculous name. Well, it's not his fucking name. I just fucking made it up. I don't know if Estelle would want me shitting all over him on my podcast. I've talked to Estelle. I've had to interview that fucking guy. And sorry, buddy, I don't think you should be verified on Twitter. I think you're a fucking nobody because you created fucking Bills Mafia. I don't know why I should give a shit about you or take you seriously. And I don't know why I have to be a part of an interview with fucking Estelle Sneed. Who the fuck is this guy? Why is he verified? This is how it would usually go. I was always expected to be a part of the sports interviews at work. And a lot of times I don't want to fucking do it. You know why I didn't want to do it? You might be thinking, well, you worked in radio. Isn't it fun to be part of an interview? It kind of is. But guess what? I got paid the fucking same whether I sat there with my thumb up my ass or if I did a fucking ton of work and interviewed everybody. And I got paid shit. They're paying me fucking no money. So why the fuck would I want to take part in all these interviews? I did it because it was my job and I liked the people I work with and they asked me to do it, so I fucking did it. But like, I was always kind of like pissy about it. Especially when we had fucking Estelle Sneed on. Producer Shrubs, my buddy Shrubs would walk in the room, he'd give me the fucking rundown and be like, I gotta fucking warn you, buddy. We got Estelle Sneed coming up at 7:20 and they're probably gonna want you to be a part of it. And I would just look at him and I'd say, fuck! Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck am I gonna talk to this guy about? I don't wanna fucking talk to Estelle Sneed! And then I would just avoid it. Like, I'd go fucking apeshit, and then I just wouldn't fucking talk about it for a while. And then, like, I would wait, and it would be like 7:18. I'd look at Jay Zazzle and old Suzanne in the next room, and I'd think, those motherfuckers haven't said anything to me about this. I might not have to take part in the fucking Estelle Sneed interview. And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, hey, Chris, we want you to be in here with this. You're the sports guy. We need to talk to Estelle Sneed. We need you in on this now. And I'd be like, God fucking damn it. Then I'd buzz in and be like, absolutely, I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love to talk to Estelle Sneed. And what's worse about these assholes being verified, if you ever, like, read, like, on Twitter, you have, like, three lines or four lines to, like, describe yourself. In mine, I just say, like, I have a podcast, you can download it here, get on that shit, or something like that. Some people are like, I'm the president of Wednesday, and I'm the Sabres dude. And, oh, you forgot a line. Douche. Why don't you put that in there next? Because you're a fucking idiot. What is with this cutesy bullshit? I hate this cutesy bullshit. And being verified on Twitter is cutesy bullshit. You know what? We're gonna break out the list. Where's the list? The 2017 things that are for pussies list. Getting your nobody ass verified on Twitter is for pussies. Anyway, I'm going to update again on Monday. Wait, what? Monday? Jesus Christ. Have I been drinking? Sunday. Sundays and Wednesdays are the fucking podcast days. Jesus Christ, I'm a goddamn mess here. I can't read my writing. I don't know what fucking day it is. So Sundays and Wednesdays, don't get confused. You can follow the podcast on Podbean or iTunes or Google Play or TuneIn or wherever the fuck you want. And you can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou.